Okay, we'll get started. Game week is finally here. We're certainly looking forward to being able to prepare for Richmond and play this coming Saturday. We've had three long weeks right now of getting ready and some pretty tough heat, so I think our guys are just about ready to play a football game, and they're looking forward to it too. So we expect a great crowd at Vanderbilt this coming Saturday. I hope that's going to be true, and we expect a tough opponent in the Richmond Spiders, and hopefully we'll be ready for both. Questions?
How much do you like the fact that you have four great home games this season?
Well, I like it a lot. It's a lot easier to play at home. You know, you don't have to get on buses and then go to airports and get on planes and go through security and tote your equipment halfway across the country, and you know, it's just a comfort zone that you get in. We'll start classes Wednesday, so our guys won't have to miss any classes for the next 4 weeks. So I think it's a huge advantage. I hope we can take advantage of it and play well at home. And you can ask me later how I felt about it, but I feel good about it now. Yeah, we're trying to do that by making our team better. Most places that are hard to play is because of the team you're playing. It's not because of the fans and the atmosphere or whatever. In fact, it's great and it's fun to go out and play at the big stadiums and when you're away, and I think that just gets our guys fired up. So it's definitely the team that you're playing. So if we can put a good team on the field at Vanderbilt Stadium, we're going to have a better chance of playing well at Vanderbilt Stadium.
Coach, you look back a couple years ago, you had a chance to go to a bowl game. We would have if we were beating a team like MTSU. You look back and look at this comparison with Richmond. Hey, we better not take them for granted because this could be the win we need to get to a bowl game.
I look back at everything. that's what football coaches do. So I've been involved in a lot of games where some teams favored over the other, and we don't take anything for granted. I think our guys have gone through that, and I've been on both ends. So I think our guys will be prepared and ready. And I know one thing, that Richmond will come in and play well. And I think the team that we have to worry about is Vanderbilt. So we need to get Vanderbilt ready to play, and we'll take our chances if we can do that.
Bobby, you talked about making it a tougher place to play by being a better team. Where are you as you start this season compared to even last year, but going back further?
Well, right now, as I look at it, and I look at it, the teams that I've been involved with, I think we're more talented than the teams that I've ever had. I'm not going to talk about previous regimes or previous coaches or anything like that, but I think we're better all down, really each position just about. Some positions would be debatable that we've had some good players here in the past. But overall, I think we've got some experience coming back. I think we've got 17 starters coming back or available to start this year. We've got some depth finally at certain positions that we've never had it. I think we've got some playmakers that can help us, not have to grind the ball out 80 yards to get a touchdown. So all those things I think are improvements over the teams that I've had. And hopefully we can take advantage of those improvements and use them. We've got to be able to use our playmakers, make sure we're substituting in there and using our depth if we got it, and then see if we can execute the way we ought to be executing with an experienced team.
Is Chris Nixon, over the weeks of practice, showing you that he can be consistently good? This year was great at times last year, struggled at times.
I think so. You have to remember, last year was Chris's first year starting, even though he was a redshirt sophomore. That was his first year starting, and that's a learning curve for anybody. I don't care who you are, and I think Chris played better at the end of the year, and certainly he's you know, has the talents and the abilities to do a lot of things on the football field that gives defenses problems, and hopefully we can use those, and he can use them in the right way, take care of the ball a little bit better than he did at the first of the year last year. But we've seen Chris do all those things at the end of the last year, spring practice, and now in preseason practice, and we think he's ready to go. And I think he's just, you know, just can't wait for the game week, the game day to get here.
With Chris, I mean, how much more do you feel to do this year just to kind of get him more opening up the offense with him having a year of experience now, whereas last year he didn't really have many? How much just can you guys extra put on him and open it up?
13.3% more.
Or we'll see him too.
Well, obviously, you know, I'm just kidding there, but when a quarterback understands your offense and what you're trying to achieve and what he's looking at right when he comes out in the huddle, that gives you a lot more leeway as what you can do with him and what you can ask your offense to do. And I think you're exactly right when you say we have the confidence in him doing that. And that's the key thing. You know, we'll give him an opportunity to make certain decisions on the line of scrimmage. You know, maybe that we're not making from the press box. So, you know, I think Chris has demonstrated that he's gonna have that kind of ability. He studies. He knows what we're trying to do now. And I think the added confidence of having a year under his belt will give him the benefit of saying, hey, I can do this. I know how to do it. I've done it before. And you know, if you'll give me the responsibility to do it, I think he'll step up and say, you know, I can do it and go.
Coach, what do you see in Richmond scheme-wise, that kind of thing?
Well, Coach Clawson, Dave Clawson, I think has done a great job there. They started out, you know, great last year and had a rough go of it in the middle of the season and righted the ship last year with a big win at William & Mary. And typically, you look at them and they're very sound in everything they do. Defensively, you know, they line up and say, you know, we're going to play our defense. You know, you try to beat us. And at certain times and certain correct moments, they, you know, they can come with pressure and put pressure on you to do certain things. And you know, I think play well on defense. Offensively, you know, they gave us fits 2 years ago when they played here. They threw the ball very effectively off the play action because they were able to run the ball. And we've got to play much better on defense this year to control them. Eric Ward is a quarterback who really came on for him last year. We know Eric. We recruited Eric. He's a fine quarterback from Atlanta. They've got some really good weapons. Tim Hightower, I think, is a quality running back. He's a big running back. And, you know, they're going to be patient. You know, they're not going to think they got to, you know, take chances and score on fluke plays or whatever like that. But they've been known just to – they ran the ball well on us last 2 years ago and did it with just old-fashioned blocking and good running.
Coach, last year you opened up as an underdog at Michigan. This year you're going to open up as a favorite at home for Richmond. Which do you prefer?
Well, I like opening up as a favorite. Obviously, you know, that puts a little responsibility on you to come through and you know, make sure you're prepared to accept that role. But playing at home, I think, is a lot better than going on the road. There's no doubt in my mind.
In terms of setting the tone, you hear that cliche a lot, you know, first game, it sets the tone. Is there something to that?
It's a cliche. It's, you know, set the tone. You know, our guys want to win. They want to play well. They're going to be fired up. I don't think I've ever had a team that came out of the dressing room, you know, going around saying, well, I'm flat. You know, they want to win all the time. You know, the other team's got a lot to do with it. Circumstances, you never know, you know, what controls it. But you got to be playing your best every play because you don't know what controls it, you know. One play might make the difference. Two plays might make the difference. You just got to be ready to play. I don't care whether it's at Michigan, here, against Richmond, against Michigan, Southern Cal, whatever. This is a football game, and we got to be prepared to battle to win it.
How do you feel like the special teams are ready to kind of make some improvements?
I hope so. I think our specialists have had a really good preseason. Brad Upson's kicking the ball extremely well, punting the ball, and Brian Hodfeld is kicking the ball extremely well. So, you know, hopefully they'll continue to do that. We need to be better in helping them do their specialty better. We need to cover better on punts. Our kickoff return needs to improve. So we've been working hard on all those aspects. Our punt return needs to be better too. We let too many balls hit the ground last year, and when we returned them, we had a fair amount of success, but we just lost a bunch of field position because we let the ball hit the ground. So we've been trying to improve those, work pretty hard on them. Had more special teams meetings and, you know, everything that we could think about to try to improve them. We've done it. I hope it pays off.
It's been more practice time to go to?
It sure has. Several more periods per practice have been denoted to for special teams. So, like I say, I hope it pays off.
Coach, y'all were kind of beat up on it, Michigan, last year. Between Case and his appendectomy and Jeff and everything else, how do you feel like you are from a health aspect compared to that?
We're pretty good. We've been fortunate. We've had a few bumps and bruises, and you know, we have some guys right now who have some chronic injuries that could flare up and keep them out of games. But right now, I think Brandon Barden's really the only one that is out. You know, let me think. Somebody, I'm forgetting somebody, but we're pretty good shape. Pretty good shape. Patrick Benoit, that's who I'm, you know. Patrick Benoit, I doubt, will practice this week at all.
Assuming, Bobby, the weather doesn't break, and I don't know what the forecast is, how do you alter what you do? Do you consciously substitute more quicker or earlier?
We certainly do. We try to take advantage of depth if we got it. You know, that's a good theory. You know, sometimes when the going gets tough and you say, well, we need to substitute, and you say, well, you know, I want my best players in here right now. So it's always a decision where, you know, you got your best guys in there, he's tired, or you get a second team guy in there who's fresh and can go hard. It's interesting when those decisions come up. So that is one thing. The other thing is, you know, hopefully we've done a good job ahead of time. I think John Sisk has done a great job with our guys, getting them in shape this past summer. I hope the weather will break. I think a night game helps us, helps both teams, obviously. It's no fun to play football, really, in 106 degrees, and hopefully we won't have to do that.
Do you remember a year when it's been this high in training camp?
Not many. Not for this long of a period. I've been in training camps and been involved some hot summers, but not for this extended period. And we're fortunate. You know, when I was, you know, I was at Furman, you always had to work around the dining hall. We got a great facility here. We can change practice and you know, practice in the afternoon, later in the afternoon if we can, and Magic and his crew have been fantastic as far as changing meal plans and whatever. So, you know, we've tried to take advantage of the fact that we haven't started school. We can pick our time to practice, and hopefully, you know, we've got that quality practice time in that you would have missed if you were practicing 106 degrees. You know, 106 degrees when you're out there practicing, you know, you can tell your body, yeah, I want to hustle, I want to go, you know, and that body's trying to tell you, you know, it's 106 degrees out here, you idiot. And so it can be a factor, no doubt about it.
As you travel around the community doing errands or whatever, and you come across fans, what kind of things do they say to you about, you know,
Oh yeah, there's a great deal of excitement, and you know, I'm very pleased about that. I'm glad that they are interested in Vanderbilt football, and I think we've had a couple exciting seasons. You know, just like we talked about before, we had some opportunities, didn't take advantage of them, or, you know, we might have been just as good as we could be. You know, it's hard to tell, but it's always that unknown at the first of the season that everybody, it excites everybody. It's exciting to coaches, players, fans, and, you know, it's good to talk about it, but now you get to do something about it, and our guys, I think, are ready to do that.
What would you say to the fans who are like, hey, 8 home games, and you know, taking it on paper, right?
Go buy some tickets, come on, see us play, and, you know, I like for them to be excited. You know, I don't like to think negatively, and if they're excited, I'm excited, our players get excited. I think Door Jam was a great example. You know, it was about 106 that day, I think, and we had a big crowd out here, and everybody was excited, and I think that's can be contagious.
Earl's been a focal point for defenses for a couple of years. How's that challenge your offensive staff, the creativity to try and get him touches, try and get the ball in his hands? Wynn is obviously a guy they're looking to stick with.
Well, I think they did a great job last year. You know, he caught 79 passes, I think, his freshman year, and I think 83 last year. So, you know, they all knew that Earl was the premier wide receiver for us, and they were going to try to take him away last year, and we did a great job of getting him the ball. So we'll continue every way we know possible. You know, if we have to hand it to him, you know, we'll get it to him. Earl will probably be one of our punt returners, and that'll be an opportunity for him. And you know, hopefully we've improved our protection for him to get the football caught and get up the field and give him a chance to use his talents.
I'll be along those same lines, though. Do you guys feel like you have a poor offensive balance this year with Jeff coming back, experienced receivers, experienced O-line? Will you have more ways to attack the defense just with the experience and the balance that you guys
have? Well, we sure hope so. You know, that makes it easier, you know, to get Earl the football or other playmakers the football. When you can be balanced and unpredictable and make people defend your whole offense, it's a lot easier to be creative on offense.
Coach, you got a couple of true freshmen on the depth chart. Can we just talk about those young guys and some of the red shirt freshmen?
Who are they?
Stokes and Kadri.
Oh, two good ones from the Memphis area. Really, John Stokes is going to probably be our starting long snapper. Our long snapper, Matt Quinn, decided to hang it up as far as his Vanderbilt career was concerned. You know, John had already made inroads to our dress squad and travel squad as a Sam linebacker, and we think he's going to be an outstanding player at Sam linebacker, and he came in anxious to learn, ready to go, was in tip-top shape, was here this summer. And he was just sort of a sponge for coaching. He learned everything extremely fast, and he's a bright kid. So we think he's got a great playing future for us. And right away, he'll help us with the long snap. Theron Kadri, defensive end, very talented athlete, has not played a lot of football in his life, but he's certainly strong, mobile, and he wants to be a good player. And he has worked hard this preseason to make himself better. It's going to be a learning curve big time for him because, you know, this is going to be a tough year to bring in a freshman to the defensive end. But his hustle and strength and speed will help us.
Bobby, this is a little bit off the wall maybe, but a lot of programs around, especially this league, but around the country, have scaled back on media access, anything with interviews cut back, practice almost invisible, say at Alabama, other things. You've maintained pretty open attitude about it. Do you think, why do you stay so open, and is there some concern with the internet and everything out there about secrets?
Well, there's a little bit of concern about internet, and it's not basically secrets. It's just that, you know, everything's open for everybody to see. And basically, you know, some things ought not be seen by everybody. So, you know, we try to control those. And but as far as people looking at your practice, as far as, you know, information getting out, I think that's overrated. Richmond knows the plays we're going to run. We pretty much know the plays they're going to run. But you don't know when they're going to run, you know. So, I mean, it's you know, it's overrated. But our guys work hard. I'm very proud of our team. I like for them to have exposure. You know, I'm not afraid for our guys to go out in front of the public and speak. I think they do a great job of it. They represent Vanderbilt very well. You know, they're doing great in school. I got one announcement. Right now, we have only one person on our football team that is below a two-point average. And I think that's remarkable. So, you know, we're proud of those guys. We'd like for them to get out there and speak.
Any other questions?
Bobby, you were asked about freshmen. Has there been an upperclassman in this camp that maybe was a surprise, ready to break out, maybe something that we're not thinking of?
I don't know who you're not thinking about.
I'm not thinking of anybody.
Okay. I don't think he's a surprise. But I think they were all pretty well documented. You know, the ones that we were counting on are stepping up. You know, I think Gabe Hall might be a guy that you haven't seen a whole lot. You know, he's been steady the last couple of years, but I think he's ready for a big year. You know, I've been predicting Brandon Bryant would be a good player. I think, you know, he's going to be ready to perform at a high level. Some of our second team offensive linemen, I think, are stepping up and ready to play. Justin Wheeler, maybe at wide receiver, I think has had a good preseason camp. So, but we hope they would. So I don't think you'd say they're total surprises.
One more question?
Coach, you just talked about the consistency of your staff, and how important it's been for you to have your staff as consistent as it is and what it's meant to get this team ready this year.
Well, I always like it. I like to be in that comfort zone of having guys that I've known for years and years and know how they work and know how I work and what I expect of them. And you know, you can hear arguments the other way. Some people say you ought to change staff, you know, just sort of routinely, you know, have people working in and out just for new ideas. But you know, I think the good thing our staff has never done, and we've never sat around and say, well, we know all there is to know about football and offense and defense. We're not afraid to go learn from other people. We go to other schools. We go to the pro teams. You know, whatever we can do to make it better. So as long as you do that, you know, I think it's a great comfort zone, you know, to have guys that you trust, that you've worked with before. You know they're going to be on schedule, and you know you just don't have to go around looking behind every one of them all the time. Best thing I do with our staff is leave them alone. And they're hard workers, and they show a lot of initiative, and you know they're going to coach their players. I can guarantee you that. I don't have to worry about it. I just don't want to mess them up.
Is that good? Thank you very much, Coach.
Thank you.